fear me because I feared my mother. But beneath it all, they know very well aiming so much to please them that they take me for granted no matter what they do.
By the way, I
don't forget.
Right. A lot of kids do hate their parents because as a kid, the mother was overbearing and didn't allow them to develop along their own particular lines with their own strengths.
Bullshit.
It's not, are you kidding?
Bullshit.
You take a kid and you force your character in and don't let him develop. You're good, eat this, you're wonderful, you're marvelous, I love you, do this, do that, do this.
Right.
The kid can't develop. You don't let him make his own mistakes. It's making your own mistakes that helps you develop your character.
I was very upset the other night and I called up and my brother answered the phone. My parents weren't home. And I was speaking to my brother for a while, and all of a sudden, I don't know why, I just said, does mommy still love me? I was crying like a little four-year-old. Does mommy still love me? I was bad. Does mommy still love me? And I spoke about this with my mother last night. And she said, you don't have to ask that, you know. No matter what you do, I don't approve of everything that you're doing. But I'll always love you, you know, and that's something that you always have. But I think a child and a parent constantly have to reassure each other that they love them with those touches, with those kisses, not by saying, what are you doing, who are you going with, you know, I don't trust you. I think that kind of cross-examination implies not an interest, but a lack of trust.
My mother said constantly, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say no. I said, I'll go along.
So you don't like your mother either?
I don't love my mother. Mm-hmm. I respect her. Call it fear. I still fear my mother.
And you fear your kids too?
Yes.
So fear? Maybe it's another thing you feel, not fear.
I'm too anxious to be accepted. She says, I want my mother to like me. And my mother can give me such a hard time.
Did you ever think of changing?
And I know it, and he knows how much my mother can hurt me.
Did you ever think of changing?
My mother can call me 7:30 in the morning. Instead of giving her an argument, I hang up and I sit down and cry.
Why don't you try to change that and see what happens? It might be very good for you. One day when she calls you and gives you a hard time, you say, Ma, shut your f***ing mouth and let me grow up.
I think that's a problem, though, not expressing anger towards
right.
your parents. I think I know in my relationship with my mother, I would have rip-roaring fights with my mother. I mean, terrible, terrible fights. 25 minutes later, I was running in, Mommy, I'm sorry, you know, saying, love me,
yeah,
you know,
a
don't.
Thing for a kid to do.
And I think at this point, I'm first learning to express anger.
Right.
Towards my mother, you know, if she says something I don't like, no, I don't agree with you. And then we can talk about it instead of just putting her aside by saying, all right, Ma, you know, all right, and then not listening to her.
You're admitting to a weakness and you're perpetuating your weaknesses.
Wait a minute. Let's get back where I am like my mother.
All you're doing is perpetuating a long weakness. In fact, the way you described it, I think you kind of enjoy it. If I was you and you, you've been at it for 20 or 30 years or more.
30 years? You mean all my life?
You get on, I would tell you, I'd call your mother and say, Mother, you're my mother and I love you, but you're going to stop busting my chops right now and start treating me like what I am, an individual and your daughter.
Right. You know what I think is a very interesting thing is that we talk about how we relate to our parents and how we relate to our children in terms of what we did wrong. I think something that can be very helpful is to realize something my mother said to me last night is, she said, when I was raising you, I would say to myself, I'm doing this wrong, I'm doing that wrong. But I never thought of you as having weaknesses. You don't like to think of your children as having weaknesses and faults.
Right.
So you put it on yourself and you don't reach out and help them. You say, what am I doing? And it's kind of,
It's funny. You haven't... I love it. I love it, by the way, because you have the kind of upbringing I think we all do, and certainly my folks, and a middle-class, God bless us, bourgeois background, love your children, do for them all you can type thing, and when you do for them, it hurts you, and when you don't do for them, it hurts you, you know, and you end up your whole life eating your heart out and everything else. I think some of these other parents have the right idea. Kick the kid in the ass at 18, get him out of the friggin' home, get him out of the friggin' home, get him out of the friggin' home, get him out of the friggin' home.